When state governments are involved in inappropriate or even corrupt activity, it can be difficult to hold them accountable. The Attorney General might seem like the right office to investigate and prosecute those cases, but attorneys general are also a state's top legal advisor. Former Stetson Law School Dean Bruce Jacobs says some places get around that conflict of interest by installing a parallel office.
They have what is called the ombudsman, who is a person, a lawyer, or could be, I guess it could be a non-lawyer, but a person who looks out for the interests of the public.
It shouldn't be a surprise if that sounds familiar. Many agencies and corporations have ombudsmen to investigate internal affairs and the impact of policies on the public. But without a similar office in government, a legal doctrine known as the private attorney general has sprung up. According to Jacob, this concept says the government should support private citizens bringing lawsuits that address misconduct.
And if a group such as the League of Women Voters does that, and they prevail, you know, they are acting as kind of an attorney general for the public. They certainly, if they prevail, they certainly ought to be entitled to ask for and hopefully get attorney's fees.
But the private attorney general doctrine isn't well established, and it has no judicial precedent whatsoever in Florida, a point attorneys for the legislature were quick to make. David King, counsel for the League of Women Voters, says it's time to change that.
We think this is the appropriate case for that principle, that when citizens vindicate public rights, they ought to receive their attorney's fees. Citizens ought to be incentivized to do this, bring this kind of litigation if they're successful, if it's meritorious.
Leon County Circuit Judge Terry Lewis ruled Thursday the plaintiffs will be able to recover the cost of running the trial, things like travel, hiring court reporters, and preparing visual aids for court, but Lewis stopped short of awarding attorney's fees, the lion's share of legal costs. The lawyers for both sides will meet to determine how much the plaintiffs can reasonably claim after Thursday's ruling, but King expects to launch an appeal to recover attorney's fees as well. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.